At Radius, we've seen the difference it makes, not only in our own networked operations, but in the way employee networks achieve their goals, to have an online project management tool that all your active network members can use properly. There are so many reasons why moving away from face-to-face updates to a permanently available snapshot of what everyone is working on is a good thing. In a nutshell, it will make your team more agile and productive. You may already use some system like Trello or Monday or Nostromo in your workplace, and if you don't, this is a good opportunity to show your organization the potential of more agile working, and do not take IT hurdles for an answer on this one. So let's consider some of the benefits. It opens up your strategy. With your strategy visible on the screen, not just as a vision or statement, but a series of actions, it helps people to quickly understand what it is you do. Anyone you choose to open your project board up to can then engage with this on their own terms. Some organisations, like Trello itself or the UK Government Digital Service, will put their onboarding process online like this. So as a new starter, you work through these tasks, like finding an onboarding mentor or joining an employee network, while getting to know the working process too. You might consider this as a starting point for new members so that they aren't just waiting for news of the next event. An extension of that is it promotes delegation of work. This can manifest either as active network members being approached by leaders to join specific tasks, or opening the floor to anyone who wants to contribute and be accountable for an item on your project list. Making the work open to all, including what progress is being made, means it reduces potential misunderstanding or frustration when volunteers fail to deliver on their initial enthusiasm. Lack of progress can be addressed early on, rather than emerge as recriminations further down the line. By noticing who is achieving in different areas, this also helps you to share your skills. You'll want to check you have diverse teams on each project and that they'll be able to balance each other out and not get carried away with event planning or communications, for example. By acting on your strategy and inviting open collaboration, it will eventually widen your team beyond the initial passionate members. If every network in your organization uses a similar project management approach, it also means it's easier for you to work intersectionally and share resources. By making opportunities to contribute to the network, no matter how small, permanently available, it means contributors can better manage their time. Many graduates have found that since adopting this, they are personally able to get more done when they have spare moments, rather than trying to carve out larger meeting times that work for everyone. The work also moves faster because it's not being held up by waiting for the next meeting. You can track progress of individual tasks, but also your general progress as a network, and see where you need to spend more or less time on different areas of your strategy. Tasks should not disappear from a board as soon as the initial effort has been done, because it's a good reminder to assess your impact. Anytime you're able to get data or anecdotes, you can add them to that task card and review them annually, for example, to see which efforts you'd like to recreate, improve, or retire. And finally, by having contributors attach their name to the task, it helps you visualize the reality of your network. By seeing this as a growing tree, you can assess what needs encouragement and what needs pruning. And we'll think more about this in your sponsors and stakeholders module.